USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy now calls Pelosi's partisan January 6th panel a sham. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled two of the five Republican lawmakers from investigating.
Unless Speaker Pelosi reverses course and seats all five Republicans, we will not participate. We will run our own investigation.
Pelosi in a statement said, I must reject the recommendations of Representative Banks and Jordan to the Select Committee. The unprecedented nature of January 6 demands this unprecedented decision. End quote. The Chinese government rejected a second phase of the World Health Organization's investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Calls into the possibility of the virus leaking from a Wuhan lab continue to grow. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman said the government had cooperated fully with the initial investigation and refuted allegations that researchers had been denied access to any locations or data. The lab continues to do business in Wuhan, China. USA Radio News.
Nothing is more important than your vote. Now, lawmakers across America are pushing for election integrity to make sure your vote really counts. All this week, Newsmax's Sean Spicer and Lindsay Keith are exposing the flaws in our voting systems and how to fix them. Make sure you watch Spicer and Company tonight on Newsmax for the real truth about your vote and how Texas, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and more are in the crosshairs. Everyone is watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. And you can watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax is your trusted news source. Every night, watch great shows, starting with Spicer & Company, Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Cortez & Pellegrino, and a lot more. Go to Newsmax for real news. Watch it today.
Texas is taking bids to complete the border wall, Dan Naraki explains.
Last month, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that his state would build a wall on the border with Mexico. The Texas Facilities Commission is reportedly preparing to begin to take bids for the project. Governor Abbott tells Newsmax TV that the project is advancing quickly, and it appears they'll be able to get the building done at a smaller price tag than first thought.
I gotta tell you, it's advancing faster than I thought it would, and there's an easy explanation for it. The first thing we do is we hire a program manager who oversees the entire project, and we have to send that out for bids and things like that. But the reason why it's happening faster is because we have already received a lot of information from companies and businesses that built the wall under the Trump administration or offered bids to do so. And so we're not having to invent the wheel. We're just having to apply the wheel that's already been invented. And with the land that we already have available to us, it looks like it will be costing Texas a whole lot less than it did the Trump administration.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What's being described as a super spreader event, Texas House Democrats have left a trail of COVID-19 infections since leaving the state. Let's get an update with Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
At least six Texas Democratic lawmakers that have fled the state to block an election reform bill have tested positive for coronavirus. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson calls for those lawmakers to return to Texas.
When their 10 days of quarantine are over and they get released from their hotel rooms in Washington, D.C., they need to go immediately back to the state of Texas, and they need to fulfill their duties to the constituents there. They were voted and elected to to represent the constituents of Texas, and they have completely gaffed off that duty, and it's time for them to do their jobs.
Those Texas Democratic lawmakers met with Senate Majority Leader and New York Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer, West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, and Vice President Kamala Harris. Spokespersons for each say they aren't quarantining.
Russia launched a long-delayed module for its segment of the International Space Station Wednesday. Reports are coming in it suffered technical problems after reaching orbit. Both Roscosmos and NASA said the module prematurely deployed its solar arrays and navigational antennas shortly after separating from the rocket. Neither agency has provided additional updates on the status. The module, 13 meters long and weighing more than 23,000 kilograms at launch, includes crew accommodations, attitude control systems for the station, research facilities, and cargo stowage. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.